While only workers in Milwaukee, Madison, and Wausau are expected to strike tomorrow, solidarity demonstrations are planned in Green Bay, La Crosse, and Stevens Point. The job action is the second one this year by workers who cook and serve food in restaurants like McDonald's and Burger King. Rabbi Renee Bauer of Madison will be speaking at a strike rally outside a local Taco Bell. She says support for a wage increase for these workers has grown since the last one-day strike in August.
In places where workers aren't striking, there's people who are saying, we really stand by those workers. We don't have workers right here who are striking, but we want to make a statement to say that we support this movement. So things are just getting bigger and larger, and there's more people standing by the workers.
Fast food executives have said that a wage hike would kill jobs, but Rabbi Bauer says the strikes also raise a larger question about wage disparity.
The CEO of McDonald's made $14 million last year, whereas workers are making $7.25 an hour. The real question is, in my mind, is how that disparity can be changed. That's what we need to look at.
Organizers say the strike in August did result in some minor victories for workers. In some stores, they received raises of between 25 cents and 50 cents an hour, and community pressure forced some stores to rehire workers who'd been fired for walking off the job. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.